Virgin Radio.
Joining us now is Karen Finch, founder and CEO of Legally Yours. She tells us why we should always keep a paper trail. Makes a lot of sense. Karen, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for having me on.
It's always a great pleasure. Tell us, first of all, about Legally Yours.
So Legally Yours was actually created specifically for, well, this topic has a really good connection to it. So my father was a serial entrepreneur who, unfortunately, one of his businesses got caught in a commercial litigation matter. Mm-hmm. And I had a front, a front row witnessing of that litigation happen. And I think what was really important and why this topic is such a passion for me and why Legally Yours was created was that through that process I saw how my parents, their relationship with their lawyers really broke down. It was very toxic. They didn't have control of their legal spend. They were bombarded with invoices and they didn't have control of their legal matter. And this is why it's so important that A, you go and see a lawyer that will tell you up front what their costs are going to be, and it's very transparent, but also that you keep control of your legal matter, and that's including with the paper trail.
You know, that is interesting, and I don't think a lot of people realise how important it is, like in reference to your parents there, until you get to a situation where something may need that background. And, you know, with email these days, you know, if it's got an importance of any sort whatsoever, it is a great thing to, you know, print it off and file. And that's, what areas are we talking about here? I mean, you don't know you're going to have litigation, do you necessarily?
No, you don't. But I often talk to people about the gut instinct and not to discredit that. I think that, you know, whether it's in business or personal, there's always a strong reaction in the gut that you think maybe something's not quite right.
Okay, yeah.
And that might not lead to anything in terms of a legal dispute. But I think if you've got that reaction, you're thinking, it's just not feeling all that good, or perhaps I feel a bit unsure, my advice is always to create a little cloud folder or, you know, a little folder in the filing cabinet, put that information in there so that you, if you do need to refer back, which hopefully you don't, you've got it all there.
What about diary information? I mean, before emails and that sort of thing, and you could print off, I mean, we used to write in our diaries, I've paid this, or I got a letter from the lawyer today about such and such and what I've done. So is that relevant in court?
Look, it depends, and it can be used in a different ways. I probably can't comment that in the sense that I don't no longer have a practicing certificate, but all information, particularly when you're going to your lawyer, is extremely valuable. And what I mean by that is if you can go to the lawyer and you've got direct reference notes, even if it might not be admissible in a court hearing, it arms your lawyer with all the information they need to give you the greatest chance of success.
What I'm trying to work out is in what areas that this might be important, and you'd probably have more knowledge on that. I mean, for example, if you go to a lawyer and you have written, and you do have a paper trail, or you have written in diaries, what time you had a phone call, what it was about, and how it turned out. I suppose you can put as much information as you possibly can if it was a diarised situation.
100%. And I think it relates to more than just business or business disputes. I think a lot of people think, oh, if I've got a business, it's important because there could be a dispute in the future. For family law, we know this is incredibly important. If, you know, things are happening in a family context, perhaps your marriage is going through or your partnership is going through some kind of volatility, really noting down sort of things that are happening that are important that you can refer back to. Also in estate planning. People forget a lot about estate planning, but, you know, if you're coming to that age in life that you're wanting to think about, you know, where your assets go, keeping a paper trail on those is so exceptionally important, so that people know your wishes, you know, over and above also your will. So you've got that kind of referred to in more detail.
I was talking to someone not long ago about, of course, the making of a will, which is important to everybody, at even a younger age probably, but you've got to tell people where it is.
100% too, Jenny. It's no point doing all that work and having it there. So, you know, we were doing up some wills for a wonderful couple not too long ago, and they had a lot of information in regards to that they'd stored with wishes and different things in a blue diary. And they actually wanted it specified in the will, this is where the diary is kept. So whilst not all the contents are in there, their children knew where it was, they could easily access it and they could read it.
Yeah, all these little points are sort of becoming more obvious to us all, I think, as time goes on. People like yourself making us aware of that. And, of course, in situations with libel, if you start to get email from people, I suppose it can be a little bit sort of touchy, printing that off and being careful what you send back to them too.
100%. And look, you know, as I said, with technology these days and with everything in the cloud, it's really easy to do folders. If you prefer to have print and actually have the proper paper trail, store it away, keep it. I mean, I think my general rule is the more information you have, the more empowered you are, the stronger that you are in terms of education, information. And it makes your relationship with your lawyer a lot more seamless too, because if you've got it all ordered, you can actually save a lot of costs by actually sitting with them and saying, here it all is, I've diarised it, I've mapped it out, here's an index, read it, I can interpret.
Look, absolutely right. And there's all areas of our life that we probably should keep records of. And I've got files of things everywhere and well-labelled, I've got to say. And so I've got all on the front what it's all about, that sort of thing. And yeah, you're right. So there must have been a lot of situations where people have lost a lot of money, like your family, unfortunately, where they weren't prepared for anything like that.
Look, 100%. And I think that it's something that, you know, no one wants to find them in that situation. The one thing that my parents did do very well was that they knew their matter inside and out. And, you know, as I said, watching what they went through, whilst the lawyers they had didn't allow them to have control of that, just remember, and a bit of advice I'd give to everyone, you know your circumstances, you know your legal matter better than anyone.
Yeah.
So really make sure you have a voice. Make sure that you're very clear in your communication with your lawyers, and really trust that you know the ins and outs. You might not know the law, but you know the circumstances.
We can't be trusting our memory of things that have happened on what day and what time. And I usually put the time next to it as well, so that, you know, you sort of can remember back if you've, you know, jolt your memory like that sort of thing. Yes, it was 10:30 in the morning when I did make that call or they rang me or whatever. And I think that doubles up the background, doesn't it?
100% it does. The more detail that you can put down, I think the better. Yeah. Because like you say, it could even be that little trigger. And it also gives you quite a lot of gravitas and legitimacy if anything was to go into a dispute. Because if you've got that level of detail and perhaps the other side don't, when you're presenting that knowledge, obviously you're coming across as a lot more gravitas in terms
control.
Of, you know, the knowledge.
Yeah. It can be a nightmare. It really can. And talk about anxiety levels. They just go through the roof, don't they, if you aren't prepared. And that's great advice, Karen. And we thank you so much indeed.
Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Thank you. Karen Finch joining us.